Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
On the phone right now, we have Stephanie. What is going on, Stephanie?
I'm kind of in a tough situation, and a friend of mine had suggested I call you guys and hit a panic button.
Yes.
Yeah, we've got that here.
The panic button is where you need some advice from our listeners. What's going on?
I've been engaged for about a week.
Nice.
Everything has been really great in our relationship up until last night.
Okay.
My fiance told me that now that we're promised to one another, we should have access to each other's locations at all times.
Location?
Like the location on your device, location services is where
you
could go on your phone and find out where he is and vice versa?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he says it's a testament to our faith and honesty to each other, and he doesn't think it should be an issue if we have a healthy relationship.
Has there been infidelity in the past, or like a fear of infidelity moving forward, Stephanie?
No, not that I had checked before we got engaged, you know, like nothing that had come up or anything.
So what's the issue with you? If you're not having it, you don't have anything to hide.
I feel like that isn't a sign of a healthy relationship that he would want to know where I'm at all times.
So is this a deal breaker potentially for you?
I don't know. Is it?
Hmm.
I don't know. That's why I'm calling. I don't know.
All right. Well, just keep listening because we'll get some advice from our audience.
Yeah. What's Stephanie's next step here?
404-741-0985. Tracking device or no tracking device is the question. Stephanie called us looking for advice because she's been engaged for 1 week and her new fiance says, now that we're engaged, we trust each other, we should be able to track each other's phones. She sees this as a trust issue. He thinks it's a trust, like, this shows that I trust you.
Mm-hmm. Sounds a bit ironic.
Yeah.
We trust each other, so we should.
Tony in Douglasville, what do you think about this? Surveillance, tracking devices?
I feel that it's okay because both my wife and I have tracking locations on each other, and we use it for security purpose. Much like if there's an accident or if someone's hurt or injured, it's a way for us to know that, you know, that if we can't call out to each other, you know, if there's a problem that I can find her or she can find me. I mean, it's not a big deal. I'm actually in a part of a group with actually my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, my dad, my mother. We all use Life 360 and we all can see each other's location. I mean, it's just a security thing.
You never just, like, I see Kara in here all the time. She's got cameras all over her house. She just watches. She's like, oh, Ryan's watching TV again. You don't do any of that?
I mean, I've got almost 10 cameras, 10 or 12 cameras around my house. Literally, it's just a security feature.
Hey, thank you so much for the call, man. Appreciate it. Ginger in Atlanta, what do you say?
I say I have kind of the same relationship, except we do share our locations, and we just do it to set the standard to be like, I want to show you that you can trust me, not I want you to show me that I can trust you.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. In this situation, one of them is saying this is a sign of trust, and the other one is saying this is a sign that you don't trust me.
Right, and we set this before we even got into a relationship, so it's just our standard. We don't check each other's locations, you know, unless we need to, but it's
oh,
not.
Oh, never,
addressing.
You know, never, of. Ginger. Come on.
Sometimes?
Yeah. Wow, that didn't take you long to fold. Stephanie called in a panic here.
Yeah, she just got engaged. Fiance said, all right, now that we're engaged, we're going to track each other's locations on our phones. That's not going to cause a problem, right? it's interesting. Like, it starts there and then goes to what? Like, oh, I'm tracking your locations. And then I want to know all your friends. And
yeah,
then
it's interesting. The old, now that we're engaged, this is all happening. They were dating for a long time, but now this is happening. And she's like, what's does this say about the rest of our relationship? So it's kind of a red flag to her. What do you think, Libby and Carrollton?
Hi. So I'm in the same boat with the other two callers. I don't really see an issue with it. Like, also, they're just engaged. There's nothing saying that she has to have a short engagement so she can do this and see if it just continues on as normal, or if he gets weird and starts texting her all the time, like, what are you doing at this place? What are you doing here?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Like, agree to it and see how it goes, and then do it all before the wedding. Thanks, Libby. Have a great day. Clinton Canton.
Yeah.
What do you say, real quick?
I feel that it's going to start arguments. Because let's say that she says, well, I'm going to go visit my family, and that's like, okay, an hour away. Well, he looks at her phone when she leaves and notices she's at the store and not going to her family's.
Yeah.
So he's going to start arguing, saying, well, why are you at the store? You never told me you were going there, so obviously you're lying about going to your family's house. And it's just like a here and there. I just feel like it's going to be very argumentative.
Gets nitpicky real fast. That's marriage, yeah.
I do believe that he just described how marriages go in a nutshell. We asked on Facebook what people think about this.
Yeah, it was very interesting that, like, most of our callers say, you know, yes, do it. It's not a big deal. But most of the people on Facebook are saying, no way. April Larch said, if you feel the need to track your spouse, there's something wrong. Marriage should be built on trust and communication. Cindy Lee says, if you're not doing anything that needs to be hiding, then what's the big deal?
Yep.
But Crystal Landers said, it's not my husband's business where I go.
Yes, right?
Well, I mean, maybe it is a little bit.
It's
well,
not.
I can't believe some of our listeners that called in and said, like, oh, not only do I track my wife tracks me, but my in-laws are on there. My mother-in-law was tracking where I was going.
Right.
Oh, my God. Because she would find out and then call my wife.
Yeah,
and
if you thought your wife was going to judge you for where you are, get a hold of the mother-in-law.
The Oasis, yeah.
I can also see on the camera you're not wearing pants. What's going on? Safe place for your secrets, confess you're crazy, because it is scientifically proven that it's healthier if you just get your dirty secrets out. And we're not your family. We're not going to judge you. We're not going to write you out of our will. 404-741-0985. We're going to talk to Todd in his diabolical thing that he does with his neighbor. This is so passive aggressive. It's nuts. You might want to do it. We'll talk to him coming up next. But let's go to the phones to start. It's Katie and Marietta.
Every day when I'm cooking, I pretend that I'm a guest on a cooking show. I talk to the imaginary host, talking through what I'm doing, crack some jokes, you know, to the amusement of the audience, of course. And I even have my own catchphrase.
Stop.
You can always add more spice.
Is your catchphrase?
Yes.
This could always use more. You could always use more spice. Is your catchphrase?
Yes.
Do you have neighbors?
Yeah, I have neighbors.
Imagine they're worried about you. Like if they look in the window.
Can I ask another question, Katie?
Sure.
Are there perhaps some medicinal enhancements that might make this?
No comment.
Yeah. Are you at least recording it for your TikTok or Instagram something?
Actually, no. I'm really just talking to my dog, but I mean, you know.
Come on. What a confession. We have a couple of ways for you to get in touch with us with your crazy confession, 404-741-0985. You could also inbox us on our Facebook page, Tad, Drex, and Kara on Facebook.
Yeah, that's what this guy did. He wanted to stay anonymous, and you'll see why.
Okay.
He forgot his wife's birthday, but luckily her job sent over a huge bunch of flowers to the house. And while she was out, he went to the store, bought a little $10 bunch from the grocery, and then switched the greeting tags over. So it looked like he was the one that sent the big, huge display of flowers, and
work,
his job just sent the little dinky ones.
Awesome.
What is your confession, Todd?
I have a passive-aggressive war going on with my neighbor.
Okay.
I get up early on garbage day and bring his full bin back to his house. After the garbage truck is gone, I move his full can back to the curb. And then I just sit back and watch.
All right. Let's clarify this.
Yeah, I need to pick this up a little.
So it's garbage day, and your neighbor has left his trash bin out like everybody else. He goes to work. You pull his trash bin back into his house. Garbage people come, don't pick his trash up, and then you bring his full bin back to the street.
Yep.
So he comes home from work, and the trash people have taken everybody else's garbage but his.
Got it.
That's a lot of work.
That's diabolical.
And why are you doing this?
My neighbor's an okay? He's always logging minor complaints on everything. Noise complaints. It's 3 in the afternoon. He's making a noise complaint because I'm working the lawn. He's just like a gross guy with his shorts, with his legs all red.
Oh, how dare he with his legs.
He's always got something to say, always something negative, like tell your kids to not run around too much.
He's an angry old man who doesn't realize he needs to cover those gams.
Yeah, he's got legs, Tad. Don't forget, he's got the legs.
He knows how to use them. If you've got a confession, again, 404-741-0985. You can do it anonymously. You could also inbox us, Tad, Drex, and Kara, on the Facebook.
Answer more questions than Kara. Grab a quick $100. But she won't make it easy. It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Good morning, Megan in Atlanta.
Good morning.
Is it raining where you are yet?
It is not yet.
Not yet. But it is somewhere. I keep on getting the alerts. Mm-hmm. Could you go ahead and kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Yeah, Kara, get out of the studio.
I'm gone, Megan. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right, Kara will step out. We'll ask you these five trivia questions. Bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. If you can somehow answer more right than Kara, she will pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one, a movie agent says Tom Cruise is one of only two actors who can justify their salary. The other actor is the guy known as The Rock. What's his actual name?
Oh, gosh. Dwayne Johnson?
Number two, Herschel Walker has agreed to debate Senator Warnock in October. Herschel played what sport at UGA?
Football.
Number three, Amanda Seyfried says it took her a while to get over losing the lead role in the new Wicked movie to Ariana Grande. Wicked is a spinoff of what movie?
Wizard of Oz.
Number four, Netflix announced Bridgerton Season 3 is a go. The character, known for sharing gossip on that show, is named Lady what?
Whistledown?
Finally, number five, Alicia Silverstone revealed she and her 11-year-old son still sleep in the same bed. In her movie Clueless, Alicia famously fails her driving test in what type of vehicle?
Oh, gosh. Is it a Volvo? I don't know this one.
All right. Bringing Kara back in.
Sheer Horowitz wouldn't be caught dead in a Volvo.
I will say, you seemed like you were unsure of yourself with every answer, and you did very well.
Yeah, just missed that last one.
Oh, good.
Kara, you ready for the same questions?
I'm ready.
Number one, a movie agent is saying that Tom Cruise is one of only two actors who could actually justify his salary. The other actor is a guy known as The Rock. What's his real name?
Dwayne Johnson.
Of course, that's what Megan said, 1-1.
Number two, Herschel Walker's going to debate Raphael Warnock in October. What sport did Herschel play at UGA?
He's a football player.
That's what Megan said as well, 2-2.
Number three, Amanda Seyfried says it took her a while to get over losing the lead role in the new Wicked movie to Ariana Grande. That's a spinoff of what movie, Wicked?
The Wizard of Oz.
That's what Megan said as well. Nodded up at three.
Did I pronounce Amanda Seyfried's name right?
Yeah. Close. Yeah, Seyfried. It's up
nobody
for interpretation.
Knows. Nobody knows. Nobody's ever said that woman's name. Number four, Netflix announced Bridgerton Season 3 is a go. The character known for sharing gossip on that show is named Lady what?
Lady Whistledown.
That's what Megan said. 4-4.
Wow. Number five, Alicia Silverstone, or some say Alicia. She revealed her and her 11-year-old son still sleep in the same bed. In her movie Clueless, she famously fails her driving test in what type of vehicle?
It's a white Jeep Wrangler.
Spot on. Make and model. Kara probably knows the VIN number. Megan said a Volvo. All right, final score is a great game, though. 5-4. Megan in Atlanta, are you smarter than Kara?
I am not.
Kara, your new record, 1,324 wins, just 42 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Megan.
That's okay.
And to you losing, I say, who cares? Because we're sending you to see The Weeknd instead at Mercedes-Benz Stadium August 11th.
All right.
Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com, but you need not worry because you got them for free. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
Make sure you're listening. If you want those weekend tickets tomorrow morning around 6:20, we'll tell you when to call in. Tad, Drex, and Kara on B98.5.
You goofed, and now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Wow, Michelle, you got yourself in a real mess.
Yeah, I need help asking this friend of mine that I've known forever for some forgiveness because I think I sent him the wrong message.
Like, are you talking about a text message or are you talking about, like, relationship messages?
Relationship message.
Okay.
I'm from Ohio, and I just was there over the weekend to go to my friend's wedding. Mm-hmm. It was all of my high school friends. Everybody still chats, and so we're all mm-hmm. there, including this guy, Steve. We've been friends forever and, like, just friends. And, like, I've always had this feeling that Steve has always had a crush on me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I've kind of just kept him in the friend zone and, like, you know.
Oh, the two worst words in the world, the friend zone.
But I kind of let that go this past weekend.
Michelle, kind of let that go. What does that mean?
You and Steve?
I went to the wedding alone and Steve did too. And then, you know, one thing led to another.
Okay, this is a family show, so let's cut it off there. Everybody knows.
You took Steve out of the friend zone.
Exactly.
Are you excited about this? Like, are you regretting this? How do you feel?
I am regretting it. Not the time we had together, but because of maybe the message that I've given, and I don't want to make things worse for Steve, who now I think is, like, head over heels.
You think that he took this as maybe a sign of a relationship's going to start?
The next morning, he texted me something like, you know, I've been waiting 20 years for last night, and when I got home, there were a dozen roses on my doorstep, and I didn't mean to start a relationship. I meant to just, hey, we're at a wedding.
His heart is going to break.
I know.
And we're all going to be here for it. Now, he's in, you said, Ohio, and you're here, mm-hmm. right?
Correct.
You got that going for you.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's not here.
Yeah. It's hard, right?
If we lose Steve, we're not going to lose a listener.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't want to lose a friend, Michelle. You said you've known this guy forever.
Absolutely. I mean, we grew up together. Yeah. You know, I've known him since we were kids.
All right, why don't you sit tight? Coming up next, we're going to try to get in touch with Steve and let him down easy. We're going to help you get some forgiveness, okay?
Thank you so much.
You need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Michelle needs forgiveness for a one-night stand with this guy that she was just friends with for 20 years. She says this guy Steve is crushing on her, and since they hooked up, he sent her flowers and a romantic text. Michelle, sit tight. We're going to talk to Steve here. He won't know you're on the line.
Hey, Jamie. Thanks for getting back to me.
Jamie? I'm sorry, Steve. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara from B98.5. We're at a radio station here in Atlanta.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just saw the Atlanta area code and thought you were my realtor.
Realtor? Are you looking for a place, Steve?
Yeah. Well, and you guys probably are aware, if you're from Atlanta, that, you know, the struggle is real up there. The prices are high.
So you're moving to Atlanta?
Yeah, that's the plan. I just had a huge opportunity drop in my lap, and I got to move on it.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Oh,
Steve.
Oh, boy.
This is a feature on our radio show called Forgive and Forget. And before you make a knee-jerk decision to move here, we got to let you know, Michelle is on the other line with us.
Oh, really? Hi, Michelle.
Hey, Steve. oh my goodness. Look, I'm sorry that I've been, like, ducking your calls and texts since our the situation last weekend.
The situation.
Oh, I had a really good time with you.
Yeah. Yeah. No. You know what? I did too. But I don't think it was, like, such a good time that you should pick up and move here. Like, I don't think I see things going any further than last weekend.
Oh boy.
What? I'm confused. What's going on?
I mean, this is a little uncomfortable, Steve. I think Michelle's kind of trying to let you down easy.
Why? She doesn't have to let me down easy. It was a one-nighter.
Oh, so why are you moving to Atlanta?
I got a job offer at Northside Hospital. I'm sure you guys have heard of it.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah. So you're not moving here for Michelle.
Wow.
What? Wait, you thought I was...
That's a great... I'm so happy for you that you got this job and you're moving to Atlanta. That's great.
Michelle, you sound a little disappointed.
No. Like, I'm not like... No, it's cool.
It's funny when you're in a relationship and somebody's coming on too strong. You're like, oh, this is too much. And then they start to walk away and you're like, no, come back.
But
is that what's happening right now, Michelle?
No, not at all. Like, I can like show you the town or whatever, but like as friends, you know.
So this is a formality at this point. Steve, we were calling to ask if you're willing to forgive Michelle for what she thought was leading you on. Do you forgive her?
Sure. Okay.
So make sure there's no Baileys in that coffee.
Right?
Or the sounds of it.
Or Steve is playing this so well, Tad.
I don't know.
Like, are you playing hard to get, Steve? Or you were fine. You said it was a one-nighter. It's over.
Yeah. I mean, it was awesome, and I really enjoyed it. But, like, we've known each other for most of our lives. Grew up together. Like,
okay,
I get it.
But what about I've been waiting 20 years for this and the flowers?
Flowers? I mean, I did text her.
You didn't send her flowers?
If she got flowers, it wasn't for me. I texted her because it was awesome.
Oh, no.
Well, Michelle, that might be good news for you if you could figure that one out.
Oh, my God. I thought you sent me flowers because I came home to Atlanta and there were a dozen roses on my front doorstep.
Now Steve's getting jealous. Let's get out of this before we...
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Coming up tomorrow at 7, Drew needs forgiveness from his sister Shannon. His behavior might cost her her job.
We have an issue at the company family barbecue.
We'll find out where it all went wrong tomorrow morning at 7.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.